No, you can't bear to look away. No matter what else, you want to keep looking. This light is the most beautiful thing that you've seen tonight. Even if you can just look for a little while longer, even if you can bask in the sense of comfort and peace, everything will be all right. The flame drifts closer, beginning to envelop you. You feel no heat and no fear. The world begins to shift around you. Your vision swirls and blurs, and you close your eyes, a smile plastered across your face. Yes, everything is going to be all right. When you open your eyes again, the world is still. You glance around, seeing the same forest as before, but the color has been drained away. The moon seems frozen in the sky, as if time has stopped, and the forest is utterly silent. The hooting of the owls, the rustling of the wind among the leaves, all are gone. All you can hear is the gentle crackling of a fire. The blue flame that took you here is gone, and in its place is a woman. She flickers, floating in the air, staring down at you. At first glance, she resembles a woman in an elegant black dress with a bulky hoop skirt that extends nearly 2 feet to either side. But this woman is anything but human. She appears to be made of pure flame. Her skin is pale, the same shade of ghostly blue that you saw earlier. She levitates in the air, as if she was weightless. Her dress is form-fitting, eagerly displaying the sensual curves of her body. Her legs disappear into the fire at the level of her knees, becoming indistinguishable from the rest of her flames. And upon closer inspection, the cage of her enormous skirt seems to be quite literally that. A cage made out of sturdy black metal. Stepping back to appreciate her, you look her up and down, thinking that she looks something like a living candelabra or a caged lantern. You simply stand there for a while looking at her. She continues to float in midair, idly taking you in until the black gloved hands wend their way to her face. Tinges of red are starting to spread across her cheeks, and she splays her hands over her face to cover her glowing blush. Acting like a demure maiden, she turns her head away, looking back at you with her eyes between her fingers. And then her lips move as she finally begins to speak with you.
Looked at me. You looked at me. Yes. Someone has finally looked at me. Oh, I'm so happy. I don't have to be alone anymore. Come closer. I won't hurt you. I could never hurt you. You're the one to take away my loneliness. Yes, step closer. The flames do not hurt. They tickle. Warm and gentle. Like a lover's kiss. Please embrace me. It has been so long since I have felt another. Yes, your body. It's warm. Different from my own flame. You carry the warmth of life. Like a moth to a flame, your life draws me nearer. I am not the only one spellbound by a light, it would seem. How long has it been since I died? I cannot say. Time holds little meaning over me. I have forgotten much. But I know that I was here long before any of the others. Long before the manor. And long before the white-haired one started playing her games. Yes, I've watched from afar. You are far from the first, poor, panicked souls. All alone in these woods. But not for long. Some are caught. others seek, she watches from afar and giggles, and in the end, no one is left alone. Except me. I was always alone. I died alone. I remain alone. And I had to watch alone. The laughing. The closeness of two souls. Their moaning and their cries, always watching. Always watching. Always listening. Never joining. No one saw me. No one has ever seen me. Except you. Yes, you saw me, and now we never have to be alone again. Either of us. Come closer. Join me in the flame. Yes, touch me. It is our turn now. Our turn to hold each other. Our turn to fall in love. So look at me. Don't turn away. Yes, look at me. Only me. And let us burn together.
Her ghostly flames spread around you, and you begin to float up into the air, joining with her. Your body becomes lost in the fire, just like hers. You lose track of where you begin and where she ends. Sensations tickle all around you, and you realize that the blue flames are more than just fire. They are an extension of her spirit, her burning jealousy. Her flames wrap you up in a delightfully warm embrace. You smile happily as your clothes are burnt to ash that falls away, yet your body is left perfectly intact. Sensations tickle you all over. Her flames quite literally licking at your body, brushing against your exposed skin and sending shivers down your spine.
You begin to stiffen. Yes, this is what I must do. First, I must stoke the flames of your lust. My clothes are flammable, if I wish them to be. Yes, we must be naked. We must bare our souls to each other. Touch me. Fill me to your heart's content. Touch me as I begin to touch you. Oh, the first sound of pleasure as my fingers wrap around your manhood, as yours find my breasts. Such a beautiful, expressive gasp. The first one that you have given me. I shall never forget the sound. Look into my eyes. I must see my effect on you as I begin to stroke your lust. So very hard, and such heat radiating from you. Moan for me. Gasp for me. I have waited so long in this stillness. I will not be denied any longer. Yes, it feels so good. I can see it on your face. You can barely keep your eyes open. I can hear it in your moans. They're music to my ears. I make you feel good. I give you pleasure. I am glad. I want to give you more pleasure. I never want to stop. Never want to stop stroking you. Never want to stop looking at you. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, keep looking at me. Relax. Melt into my warmth and my flames. Yes, that's it. You're close. Yes, I know this part well. You must come. Yes, that's the word they used. You must come for me. Stain my soul with the blazing hue of your lust. Be the fuel for my fire. I want you to. I want to look into your eyes as you come, at me and come for me. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, life inside me. Ah, the warmth of another coursing through me. It's perfect. Oh. It's as if I have only now opened my eyes. Only now can I see the world in color as it was meant to be. You are my color, my light, my warmth. I must ensure that no one can take you from me, that no one can ever hurt you. Yes, I must take you before anyone else can. A spirit I may be, but I still possess a body and a warm place for you to fill. Yes, lay back. I shall ride you. Look at me. I want to see your eyes as I guide you inside. Oh, yes. Yes. I am completed. Finally. I have a partner of my own. You are inside of me. Oh, our bodies are as one. Oh, it's too perfect. You're... What was the word the servant girls used? Your cock. Your cock is inside me, burning within me. But I cannot stop here. I must ride you. I must moan and shake my hips atop you, like a proper wife should. Yeah. Because that's what I am now, your wife. We are joined together. As one. You reach so far. Oh, your cock fills me so completely. Take it all. Yeah. Indulge yourself in my body. It's all for you. The tight, warm grip of my cunt. Squeezing your cock. Yes. Give me all of your lust. Burn my emptiness away. Incinerate it all. Shall I move faster? Shall I buck my hips against you more roughly? Oh, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Watch my breasts bounce with every impact of our bodies. Watch my hips rock against yours. Watch my flames flare even brighter. I care not where your eyes fall, so long as you look at me. Oh, yeah. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, I need your fire. I need you so fully. Don't hold back. I want all of your lust. You must come inside of me. Stain my soul with your life. Oh, with your power. It will kill you. Your life will fuel my flames. We will burn so spectacularly. I will not be able to stop them from destroying your body. Oh. But that's fine, isn't it? You'll die for me, won't you? There's nothing to be afraid of. I'll never let you go. You won't need your body. I'll keep you safe. I'll never let anyone else have you. So come for me. Come inside of me. Give me your life. Make me yours for eternity. Oh, yes, that's it. All of it. All of it. I need it. Give me your life. Yes, yes. Oh, oh, yes. Oh, you did it. Oh, I burn more brightly now than ever before. You made me yours. I can never go without you. And I know just how to make sure that you will always look at me. Only at me.
You can only groan in response, still buried deep inside her. Do you still have a body? It is difficult to tell. If you have died, you don't feel especially different. All you can see is the fire, burning an intense blue, brighter than ever before. Your new wife smiles gently at you. Her face is full of love and madness. Pressing her hands against your chest, she looks directly into your eyes as her dress begins to move. The black metal of her cage melts and stretches, reshaping itself and growing into a new position around you. As the metal groans and creaks into position, she leans down to kiss you, her tongue dancing with yours. You moan into her mouth as she begins to move her lips again, your cock still buried inside her. Connected so closely with her, it takes you a while to realize she is no longer the one who is caged. You are. Her dress has grown around your body, thin metal bars forming a perfect cage around you, completely stripping you of your mobility. You are utterly helpless beneath her, trapped in the cage as she rides you at her own pace. But it is not uncomfortable. In fact, you might be the most comfortable you have ever felt.
Now you are mine forever, so let's enjoy each other. I'll let you out in a few years, or perhaps a few decades. We are free from time. We only need each other. So look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Oh, look at me. Look at me.